Merrimack Repertory Theater is so important to me personally, but also important to the Reduced Shakespeare Company. We've done so many shows there, including just recently the comedy of Hamlet, a prequel, which was your 300th production, Merrimack Rep's 300th production. I'm so thrilled that MRT is now in under your capable stewardship, Courtney Sale. So I wanted you to tell me about what your plans are for the next season.
Oh, yay, Austin.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 19th year, number 962, Courtney Sale's MRT. Our friend Courtney Sale, the artistic director at our New England home away from home Merrimack Repertory Theater, just announced MRT's upcoming season, which gives me the perfect excuse to listen to Courtney talk about theater, which is something I love to do. I started by asking Courtney whether MRT's upcoming 2025-26 season had any unifying theme.
Theme. We do think about what are kind of the tent poles, and this is thinking about coming out of COVID and the climate that we're living in right now, and just getting people to the Ding Dang Theater, right? Yeah. Just getting them here. So, you know, we put some things on the season that are very familiar to people, so they come and they feel their intellect and imagination flattered. They have a sense of what is going to be delivered to them in storytelling. And then, you know, we always want to put some things in that surprise and challenge and ask them to grow and think in new ways. But I guess I will say, again, not theme, but our intention and strategy is around our new mission is building community through theater.
Yeah. And
we want to do that a couple of ways. So we want to do that in multi-generational audiences, and then specific to Lowell, we want to do that with the Southeast Asian community and specifically the Khmer community, which is 20% of our city. So next season, we produce from October until the beginning of May. We're going to open with Misery, Stephen King's Misery, right during spooky season in Massachusetts.
Which is so counterintuitive and hysterical. It's fun. Come to the theater. Come see Misery.
You know, we're talking about a splash zone.
Yeah. No, but it's a great title. It's a very popular title, and it's a great story. And I know that theaters around the country are not only programming that, but programming other sort of mystery, horror, genre kinds of plays, which I think theaters don't do enough of. I love to see genre in the theater.
I think it's so cathartic for us to watch somebody figure something out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get to go on this journey with Paul where, you know, we really, we watch him maneuver around Annie's oppression and violence. And yeah, I think it's really exciting. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. That's fine. But it's also a great challenge for us. I think a lot of theaters do this production with a turntable, and we are not doing that.
Okay.
You know, we have to figure some things out theatrically that are really fun. It's such a great show for designers.
Yeah.
Figure out the theater tricks of it.
And acting showcase.
Oh, my God. And Karen McDonald, who just has been with us forever and ever and ever, is playing Annie. And she is so formidable. And, you know, she's been on stages for many, many years and said, "This is the craziest woman I've ever played." So I'm so glad to give that to her.
That's right. That's great.
And then we have started to do a, you know, I would like to be the home of small musicals. So we are doing Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash. Now, this, of course, has had a life all across the country and on Broadway. The hometown connection for us is Mark Kaufman, who was one of the original producers and affiliated with the show on Broadway, was the founding artistic director of MRT.
Oh, amazing.
And we just reconnected with him. So Mark lives in Maine. He's going to come for the opening. So it's really cool to, you know, have this iconic figure, this great music, you know, celebrate the man in black. And then, like, we have a Lowell connection.
Well, and the musicals are great. And I think musicals are even greater in small, intimate spaces like MRTs. I love small, intimate musicals. I love even bigger musicals that are crammed into small, intimate spaces like yours.
Yeah, we just hang the actors like bats on the yeah, so that'll carry us through November, December. We will then, starting at the top of the year, that's when we go into a lot of new work, which we're excited about. So we do two back-to-back MRT commissions, the first of which is with a writer named Kevin Kling, and it's the piece is called Unraveled. Kevin is has a national profile, an incredible humorist and storyteller. He is also an artist with a disability. So Kevin was born, he talks about this all the time in his work, that he was born with one arm that was shorter and has four digits. And then his other arm, he lost mobility in a motorcycle accident. And he starts the show, and Kevin often does this in some of his performances, and he says, you know, I lost the ability to move this arm, so if you see it move during the performance, please let me know, because I'm going to be really excited. And, you know, so he enters that space from such a place of generosity, very excited about people's curiosity. And this is really a prolific, you know, Kevin is like, he's talking to the groundlings and the gods, and, you know, there's myth in this, there's Midwestern humor, and then he has a live musician with him, Rob Whitmer, on stage, who Rob, I don't know an instrument that Rob doesn't play, and it's just a great accompaniment to him. We did Kevin's Best Summer Ever a couple of years ago, sort of a similar format, and this is a piece we're really excited about. Kevin has shared that as an artist with a disability, he has lived in a world that has not been built for him, and he reflects that a lot of us are feeling that right now. And so I think it's going to have a lot of resonance, and I think it's, you know, we're programming that in the brutal cold, although warm for Kevin because he's from Minneapolis. so it's just humor in the middle of the winter. Then we go into Queen by Veechut Chum. This is an MRT commission. It is about a Lowell High School student, a Cambodian student who calls herself the Khmer Kerouac. She is starting to understand her voice as a poet and a rapper. And she's entering a contest at Lowell High School. This is really the multi-generational piece. It's got humor and heart and music. And funny story, we commissioned it back in 2020 with Veechut. He got an advance to write it as a young adult novel. So the young adult novel came out, and now the play version is finally getting its premiere in Lowell.
Wow.
So we got this really cool connection, and yeah, it's a story that transcends a lot of different media. So,
and the second season in a row where you had a play that's set in Lowell.
Yes, yes. So that's part of our commitment and strategy around commission and investing in new work. We really want it to be geographic specific. We're working on a piece about Paul Tsongas, who is a Lowell son, and
sure.
That'll be down the line.
That guy's already got an arena.
Yeah, but we can do a few more things.
Sure,
he's got a lot to offer us. certainly about leadership. And then we close the season in a really spectacular partnership and collaboration with Encore Dance Troupe, which is an extraordinary international company based in Lowell. And it's traditional Cambodian dance. And this is a new ballet that is a Khmer Swan Lake. So this is a bit of a departure. Part of our work is new interpretations of the classics, and we're gonna go big on that.
Wow.
Yes. So,
I said I liked musicals in intimate spaces, but I didn't imagine ballet in an intimate space. That's cool.
Yeah, Austin. So it's, there'll be, I think no shortage of 10 principal dancers, 4 to 5 live musicians. Mm. Encore Dance does the entire work, you know, all in the traditional style. The costumes are so intricate. The dancers are literally sewn into the costumes each night. They do it in the style that it was created. You know, and this is like an incredible, it's just an incredible legacy because the teachers who are here, many of whom survived the Khmer Rouge, and that this art form thrives and lives in Lowell is just such a credit to that amazing company.
Hi, I'm Rachel Dratch, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our spring tour of all the great books abridged concludes this Friday and Saturday with 3 performances at Nicolet College on May 16th and 17th in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Courtney Sale, the Artistic Director of Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. I'm glad your answer to theme was, we don't have a theme, because that's an intellectual idea. And I love that your season is driven by emotions, driven by community, driven by a group of people in a room together, both on stage and in the audience. Is your vision for MRT unique to MRT, or is that something you've done in the other theaters where you've worked?
Austin, thanks for that question, because then I get to talk about people I admire and love and who have mentored me. So I started my regional theater journey at Indiana Repertory Theater under an amazing human, Janet Allen. And I was the associate artistic director there. Janet was there, I think, for over 30 years. And she programmed geographic specific works that was about the town, right? About the people who lived in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And it was such a beautiful gesture and honor to those folks that their stories mattered, that, you know, of course we would produce the hot thing that was happening in New York, but that wasn't the leading idea.
Right.
The leading idea is around who's here. Yeah. And that I saw the success of that, and I saw what it meant to people, and I have carried that through. And you know, I had the great fortune to work in other markets in Indianapolis, Seattle, here. And as a theater maker, that's what I care about most. I don't want to follow trends. I want to dig in to the people who are here who can benefit from this kind of storytelling and this kind of shedding a light on our home.
Yeah, you want your audiences to, as the kids say, feel seen.
Yeah.
But I also think it's incumbent upon us as theater artists to train not just the next generation of artists, but the next generation of audiences, and bringing new audiences into a theater is vital for all of us, right?
Yeah, we did a little bit of work a couple of years ago. We were putting a strategic plan together, and this cheered me to no end. We talked to 25 community stakeholders, and the consultant came back and said, beer and pizza got mentioned a lot. It made me so happy. And I was like, yeah. We are the beer and pizza theater, and we will order gluten-free.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, and that we're this, like, working class, scrappy, and I don't mean that pejoratively, like, you know, like, you can come as you are, have a great experience, and, you know, be with other folks. And that's something I think it's been really key to our success.
I love that notion, because even if it's terrible pizza, it's still pizza. It's always great. Always great.
I just want to say for the record, Rizzo's has great pizza.
Rizzo's does have great pizza, and I'm glad you brought it in, because I never had time. It was always closed after a show, so yeah. I could never go there, and I don't want to eat it before a show, because that would be offensive to the audience and my fellow actors. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. If you'd like more information about Merrimack Repertory Theater's upcoming season, go to mrt.org. Then send us your cathartic moments via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com, or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks, as always, to the Park Ridge Clarabelle Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, and music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Graham Hughes. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Debbie Downer herself, Lexington, Massachusetts' own Rachel Dratch. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 962-2886th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. So, Courtney, your season sounds amazing, sounds exciting. Any teases we can make for the 26-27 season?
Oh, sure. I mean, we're planning so far ahead. We would like more comedy. You know, I like Reduced Shakespeare Company back in the 26-27 season. We would also like to produce our piece about Paul Songus in that season. Yeah. So we have lots of terrain in the 26-27 season.
Boy, I like the sound of all of that.
Good.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.